Hi there, this is Elstar with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, April 20th, as we're winding down to Derby in 2 weeks. Kind of a lull in the stakes action today and some rainy weather around the country, but I think there are some great races here. And as always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by our friends at AmWager. Check out AmWager.com, a great legal online betting site, legal in most states with lots of tools and perks for the better. And you can get the written version of this podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, every week. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping, and Elstar's blog. We're going to start on Saturday, April 20th with Race 8 at Gulfstream Park, post 4:28 Eastern. And although the championship meeting at Gulfstream is behind us, and although this isn't a stakes race, this eighth race at Gulfstream is a key race because I've been waiting for Rose Velvet to return to the races since her last start in July. The mare was purchased privately by Team Valor prior to a U.S. debut in March 2018, following two races in Italy, which were both good. The first was a runner-up effort in a field of 13, and the second was against males, and she won by 4 lengths. She took a while to get acclimated to U.S. racing, was off for 14 months, but her U.S. debut effort was rock solid, went fourth in a blanket finish at the same first allowance condition she runs at today, well regarded at 5-1. Rose Velvet came back 3 months later last June, stalked in second before a race at Monmouth, in which she absolutely should have won if not for tremendous traffic trouble. She was the best horse by far in that field when sent to post at 2-1, but she was without room to run from the quarter pole all the way to the eighth pole, and then at the 16th, she came to a complete stop, ending up third. Rose Velvet's been working steadily for her comeback, gets Lasix for the first time, and gets Juarez in the saddle. Opens at 8-1, probably going to be bet down from there, but considering the 7-5 Moneyline favorite Ferdinanda will be overbet, because she loves to finish second with a career record of 2 wins and 7 seconds in 13 starts, we should still get decent odds on Rose Velvet, who should win if she gets a clean trip. In the eighth race at Gulfstream on Saturday, 4:28 p.m., win bets, Rose Velvet, 9-5 or more. Two exacta boxes, Rose Velvet and the favorite, Ferdinanda, and Rose Velvet and Chilled Milk. Going to move to Laurel for a pick three sequence, 9, 10, 11. Race 9 starts at 5:12. That's the Weber City Miss Stakes. Race 10 is the Federico Tessio at 5:42. And race 11 is the Henry S. Clark Stakes at 6:12. And the reason I'm taking a shot with this three race sequence is the first two legs look like free squares with favorites, in my opinion. And in the third race of the sequence, there are two contenders for turf, and one more of the race is moved to dirt. The pick three may not pay a lot, but if it pays about 10 bucks for a buck, that's going to be profit on what I think is found money here. In the ninth race, there's no straight play, but we're going to use Las Citas, who stands out as she won 2 stakes in a row. In race 10, the Federico Tessio, we're going to use Always Mining, who proved he could handle 2 turns for the first time winning the private terms, and he's going for his 6th in a row, 3rd off a layoff. And the 11th, we're going to use Flash Phelps, Irish Straight, and Cordmaker, noting the Cordmaker is entered for dirt only, but the other two can run on turf and dirt. Again, in race 9 at Laurel on Saturday the 20th, pick 3. Race 9, Las Citas. Race 10, Always Mining. Race 11, Flash Phelps, Irish Straight, and Cordmaker. Moving over to Charlestown on a big day of racing, the Dance to Bristol Stakes, race 10, post 5:01 Eastern. And we're going to go with Lake Pontchartrain, who sticks out here, opens at 2-1. Went to post at 4-5 last out while winning a similar stakes at this distance over the track last month. So I think she'll once again be the prohibitive favorite. But that's okay, considering the 4 horses I like in the Charlestown Classic. 2 are double digits and 2 are decent odds. None of them are the favorites, I think. So there's some value there. Lake Pontchartrain won 12 of 23 at Charlestown. Nice win last month. Came following 3 months off, so there's improving to do. Isotope finished second, but was well beaten in that race, and she got the jockey change to Castellano. I don't think that turns the table, but she can run second again, and she opens at 6-1, which is pretty high. And Tweeting has finished second 5 times in 17 races, took along with a pair of wins, and she's another for the exotics. In the Dance to Bristol, race 10 at Charlestown, post 5:01 p.m. Eastern. WynnBET in the unlikely event Lake Pontchartrain goes to post at 6-5 or better, she would be a good WynnBET. We're going to play a trifecta in 7 exacta here, and the trifecta is going to be Lake Pontchartrain over Isotope and Tweeting over All. And the double, which is the reason I'm really playing the 10th race at Charlestown, the Dance to Bristol at 5:01 Eastern on Saturday the 20th. The daily double is going to be Lake Pontchartrain in race 10 with Diamond King, Rally Cry, Run Into Love You, and Unbridled Wand in race 11. Moving on to race 11, the Charlestown Classic, post 5:37. I like this race because there's a number of vulnerable low-odds horses. Something Awesome won the race last year. Imperative won in 2014 and again in 2017. Something Awesome was 10th in both races this year. Enters the Classic off a totally different pattern than last year when having won a stakes at Laurel 1 month earlier. Imperative beaten 60 lengths in his last 3, winless since this race in 2017. In addition, 2018 Classic runner-up War Story enters the race off both a very poor effort and a 5 month layoff. And Discreet Lover, winner of last year's Jockey Club Gold Cup at 45-1, returns off a 5 month layoff after finishing 6th in last year's race. No signs he can run competitively here. That leaves us with 4 contenders. Runnin' to Love You doesn't have any questions regarding form, fitness, or recent races, or the ability to win at the distance of the Classic. Going back to June, he's reeled off 8 straight wins. If not for a neck defeat in May, he'll be going for his 11th in a row. Even though he's a West Virginia bred, that's what he's been beating up on. He's proved superior to his competition in all those races. He's been in front with 1/8 mile to go every time and coasted home to an easy win. The 107 Equibase, career best Equibase speed figure at the 1/8 last November in the Huevo Stakes was really good, and he's returned from 4 months off last month in the local prep for the Classic, the Russell Road, with a new career best 110 figure, better than the 108 Imperative earned winning this race in 2017, although not as good as the 118 Something Awesome earned winning it last year. But Runnin' to Love You could improve, making his second start off a layoff and stretching out from 7-9 furlongs where he won before the layoff. Diamond King is another Classic entrant with no question of fitness. He just ran on March 22nd. First effort against older, passed the test with flying colors, career best 108, figure winning 3¾ lengths. He won the Federico Tessio on this weekend last year at the 9-furlong trip, and he's improving and should improve as well, second off the layoff. Rally Cry comes back from 7 months off, but Pleasure is great with comebackers in dirt routes, 13-31. And last year, Rally Cry won the Alidar Stakes at this 9-furlong trip with Velasquez up, 8¾ length win at the distance of the race. Career best 125 figure, by far good enough to win this race, but he never came close to it before or after. He's winless in 4 races since then. Had only 2 starts in 2018, both 4th place finishes, but Pletcher won this race in 2012 with Kaisha Electronica, and again in 2016 with Stanford, so Rally Cry has to be respected. Round out a quartet of contenders with Unbridled Wand, who shows up every time, evidenced by 16 first or second place finishes and 29 career starts, including a 5-7 first or second record at the trip. He earned 106 figures when third and beaten a pair of necks in John P. Connolly in February and winning the Richard Small in November, and another big effort would be no surprise. In the Charlestown Classic, race 11, Charlestown, post 5:37 Eastern on Saturday, April 20th. WynnBET's Runnin' to Love You at 4-1 or more. Add a place bet 6-1. Diamond King and Rally Cry, consider WynnBET's at 4-1 or better. Unbridled Wand opens at 15 is another one. Win at odds of 4-1, place at 6-1 or better. Use a Dutching tool to help you allocate how much you want to bet, how much you want to win. When you make multiple WynnBET's, never a bad idea. AmWager has one for free. In the exacta and trifecta, we're going to box these 4 contenders up. Diamond King, Rally Cry, Runnin' to Love You, and Unbridled Wand. Even though he did play the pick 3 at Laurel starting in race 9, we'll talk quickly about the Henry S. Clark, because in case one of the 2 favorites didn't win the 9th or 10th, it's a decent race. On turf, Flash Phelps and Irish Straight look most probable, with Flash Phelps the better value opening at 9-2 compared to 2-1 for Irish Straight. Flash Phelps missed by a half length of the Maryland Millions turf when last seen in October on a yielding course, missed by a head to Unbridled Juan, who's running in the Charlestown Classic in an off-turf race on dirt before that. He shows up a lot, nearly every time, and no matter the surface, is tough. Irish Straight won a classified allowance race in January on the grass before being overmatched, beaten just over length in the Grade 3 Tampa Bay Stakes in February. Irish Straight has won on turf and dirt, should fire a nice shot fresh. And if moved to dirt, in spite of Flash Phelps and Irish Straight having a good shot, Cordmaker is the one to beat based on his big win last month in the Harrison E. Johnson Memorial Stakes over the track, beating Unbridled Juan in the process. Cordmaker is a lightly raced 4-year-old, 4-for-11 overall, with those four wins coming on the Laurel main track. In the Henry S. Clark Race 11 at Laurel, post 6:12 Eastern on Saturday the 20th, Flash Phelps is a win bet at 2-1 or more, turf or dirt. If the race to run on dirt, Cordmaker going to be win as low as 6-5 for a win bet, bet to win. On turf, the exacta would be box Flash Phelps and Irish Straight. And on dirt, box Flash Phelps, Irish Straight, and Cordmaker, whichever of them run. If all three run, that's even better. Thanks so much for listening to the Key Races and Bets podcast, sponsored by our friends at AmWager for Saturday, April 20th. Don't forget, you can check out the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, at AmWager.com, where you can check out the other great features for bettors. Go to AmWager.com, click on Handicapping, click on Ella Star's blog, and we'll talk to you next week.